Nolte, disgraced ProPublica will ignore a real story, West Point's smear of Pete Hegseth. By John Nolte on December 12, 2024. The disgraced ProPublica's attempt to smear Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth ended in humiliation for yet another far-left smear machine that traffics in conspiracy theories and ad hominem attacks. My colleague Christina Wong reported in depth on this story Wednesday. And what I see here is what I always see when the regime media are busted fabricating a hoax. You know what I mean. Once again, to personally destroy someone on the political right, a fake news outlet finds a source that tells them the lie they want to hear, which gives them the cover to publish with plausible deniability. In this case, Pete Hegseth lied when he said he was accepted at West Point. That's what ProPublica says it was told by West Point, that Hegseth was never accepted. But isn't it interesting that, for some reason, ProPublica decided to look into whether Hegseth's claim of acceptance was true? Well, I can tell you the reason. The reason is that Hegseth is a disruptor, a reformer, a bad orange man nominee. That means that absolutely every word that comes out of his mouth is checked, double-checked, and triple-checked by the regime media. Of course, these phony outlets, like ProPublica, don't report when they discover someone associated with Orange Hitler tells the truth. And of course, fake outlets like ProPublica have no interest whatsoever in using their millions and millions in investigative journalism funding to dig into whether or not a Democrat who is 1.3 polling points away from becoming president lied about a vital piece of her biography involving a summer job in California at McDonald's. Oh, and if you want a real laugh, please do a search for serial fabricator Tim Walz over at ProPublica. It was going to be so perfect. Headline: West Point says Hegseth lies about acceptance. Subheadline: A vital part of Trump appointee's biography proves false, putting nomination in jeopardy. In other words, welcome to the first major hoax of the Trump presidency. That's exactly what would have happened had Hegseth not held onto a 25-year-old document, which is what all the bad actors in this hoax were counting on. But maybe I'm being too cynical. Maybe ProPublica really is an objective, unbiased, not at all left-wing disinformation operation. Maybe ProPublica is what it claims to be: investigative journalism in the public interest. If so, now, ProPublica has a real story that I am sure it will want to get to the bottom of. Why did West Point lie about Hegseth's acceptance? Good heavens. After all, does ProPublica not have some skin in this game now that West Point's lie and Hegseth's good fortune of holding onto a 25-year-old document laid an egg all over ProPublica's face? Why, a journalist interested in his credibility would be furious over this and, therefore, eager to dig into how it's possible for the top military academy in the country to not only make this mistake but do so with absolute 100% certainty. Could it be? Scratch his beard, is it possible? Puffs pipe thoughtfully that perhaps. Remove sunglasses with practiced speed, West Point deliberately lied to me to derail a presidential nominee who dares to be an outsider and reformer? Abruptly stands, what a story. What a scoop. Pounds desk so hard it knocks over photo of wife's boyfriend. I will get to the bottom of this. Except you know they won't, because ProPublica is staffed with godless, left-wing hacks. And I thank ProPublica for this. Outside of its prissy little bubble, the regime media's influence was already dead. Now, it's even deader. Watching these dreadful people castrate themselves has been one of the great joys of my professional life. Alternative media didn't kill the legacy media. It was a suicide caused by a million glorious cuts. Never stop being ProPublica, ProPublica. Free, free, free for the holidays, an autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, between now and December 20th. After you've made the purchase, email your request to jmnolte@hotmail.com with an address and any personalization requests. For example, something like, "To Rachel Levine, the sexiest man alive." Borrowed Time is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.